Chapter 11. Gossip. Getting to know the idioms. A. Listening for understanding. Listen to the following radio talk show hosted by Dixie Ditz. Give her the last word.
Hi, I'm Dixie Ditz, your favorite talk show hostess. It's nice of you to drop in this afternoon for True or False, the show that always has the last word. No matter how outrageous the rumors you've heard, I'll tell you if there's any truth to them. You give me your gossip, I'll let you know if you can believe it. This week, I heard some fantastic stories that I just can't keep bottled up any longer. My guests have inquired about everything from Madonna to UFOs. Get the picture? I'm sure you will love the show today. So, let's get started. My first question comes from Cindy in Oregon. Hi, Cindy. You're on the air.
Hi, Dixie. Is it true that Madonna is planning to show up on stage without any clothes on during her next concert tour?
Well, Madonna's outfits in the past have been pretty wild. But I have heard that she hired a new designer to create a completely different look for her. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it will be out of this world. Madonna never fails to scandalize the public. No doubt there will be plenty of men in the audience who will suddenly come alive when she appears on stage. Next, I have a question from Brian in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Brian.
Dixie, I was just wondering what you think of the rumor that Elvis Presley's fan club has stayed in touch with Presley's spirit by hiring a psychic to relay messages back and forth.
Brian, if that is true, then Elvis Presley is a fair-weather friend. It seems that the fan club hears from the dead singer only when the psychic collects her high fee as a celebrity messenger. And in case you're interested, according to the hired psychic, Elvis is doing fine, but he misses his favorite guitar. Let's move on now to a question from Jimmy from Alaska. Are you there, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm here. I heard that at least one of the major tobacco companies in the United States owns marijuana fields in Mexico, and recently has been making waves by suggesting that marijuana should be legalized. Is that true?
Don't believe it, Jimmy. I would be floored if our Congress ever seriously considered legalizing drug use. So even if the rumor were true, and it's not, marijuana will never be legal in this country. Sarah from Louisiana is next. What's your question, Sarah?
Hello, Dixie. Someone told me that a UFO crashed last month, and the bodies of the space aliens are being studied by the CIA. True or false?
Sarah, I guess I travel in the wrong circles, because I do not personally know any space aliens, and the CIA is very secretive about their operations. However, I don't believe the story. I think that people who report on visits from extraterrestrial beings usually end up with egg on their face when the stories are proved false. Well, that's all for today. Join me next week on True or False, when we discuss alligators living in the White House swimming pool and whether there was really once a woman pope.